Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study, 1 John chapter 3, I taught that there are things that lead to destruction. Let's end the week on that thought today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Well, there's another passage that goes along similar lines that Jesus also spoke in Mark chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. Jesus said, "For within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil thought, adulteries, fornication, murders, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness," that is, anything goes, no restriction, "an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness." All these evil things come from within and defile the man. Now, that sounds like 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10, doesn't it? When a heart is evil, it thinks of itself first. Envy is part of that wicked way as seen in Cain. Now, you know, and I think of this as Saul. Saul has thousands. David has 10,000. Boy, that just really started a thing of jealousy in Saul. His flesh loves to be number one. He is building his name, not God's name. David wasn't seeking to build his own name. He is seeking to build the name of the Lord. Simon, in Acts chapter 8, wants to give money to Peter in order to buy this gift where he could lay his hands on people and you know, all these great gifts that they could give. And he's offering to pay for it. You see, he too was jealous. He was envious. This was something he wanted for himself, not for the name of the Lord, not for righteousness, for himself to exalt himself. And what does that end up doing? Well, that brings destruction. And that's the way it is. Now again, it is our responsibility to understand that different things can get in. Now, with Simon, that we just said of Acts chapter 8, he kind of reminds us, because he was told better, but he reminds us of Hebrews chapter 12, verses 14, 15, both he and Saul. Because there, we're told to seek peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see God. Now, don't leave out holiness. You see, people are saying, we've got to have peace in the church. We've got to have peace in the family. We've got to have peace here, there. Well, don't leave out holiness. You can grow bitter. And that root in Hebrews 12, 15 can take hold of the soil in your heart, just like it did with Simon, because he lost his craft, and Saul, because the people, he's losing their heart. Esau, Hebrews chapter 8, sold his birthright, and out of jealousy was ready to kill. He sought it with tears. Jealousy, bitterness, those both are roots of murder. And it just about happened. It just about happened. So again, be very, so very, very, very careful, my friend. You've got to be very, very careful. Now, as we look at these things, let's realize that we have an enemy, the devil. Now, that devil is going to fight us. He's the father of all evil. And so he's going to do anything, everything he can to hate us, everything he can to stop us, everything he can do to bring defeat in our lives. Why? Because that's what the devil does. That's the way devils are. They hate. They hate. And so they seek to bring us down. That is the devil. And I hope that you can see that, and I hope that is plain to each of you. The devil seeks to bring down. Now, again, as we just looked at this passage here, and we consider these things, it brings us to a question. And I think it's a serious question. And that question revolves around, who is the Lord of your life? Who is the Lord of your life? Because there's always going to be problems in life. You have a new nature and you have an old nature. Those two natures are going to respond to whoever you allow to be Lord. You can either quench the old nature, quench the spirit, or you can quench the devil. But the battle will be ongoing. Now, from the beginning, God wanted love. Satan is the wicked one. He deceived Eve that God had sold her short. Cain got angry. The wicked one makes him think that God has sold him short in favor of his brother. Now, when we want to hurt someone and would be relieved to see them die because of either something they did to us or they are an enemy, then we are being most like Satan, and we're also a slave. You realize this. If somebody that has really opposed you, caused you problems, if somebody says their name in a good light, And they say that name in a good light and ruins your day, makes you angry, and you have nothing good to say about that person, makes you walk away, it just ruins your day, then you're a slave of that person. If the mention of somebody's name in a good light will ruin my day, then I'm that person's slave. You see, that person can be bad and be as bad as they were. If I know better, why am I going to let it bother me? I already know better. I'm forewarned, therefore I'm forearmed. And that makes a big difference. Now, Cain killed his brother because Abel's offering was received and his was not. But he is not received because of his actions. God tells him if he would do well, he would also be accepted. Don't forget, Abel gave the first of the cattle, but Cain, he didn't even give the first of the ground, let alone an animal. But Cain's heart wasn't right with God. But the problem was not with Abel. The problem was with Cain. I remember when my mother died back in 1992. She died on a Monday. On that Saturday, I got a letter in the mail from a person that knew my mother was dying, thought she'd probably already dead, as a matter of fact. Wrote one of the most vicious, bad letters I received in the ministry. Just really attacking, not anything I did, but my person. Well, the person's still alive, 25 years later. My dad passes away. This time, they sent a donation in honor of my dad's name to a ministry that's very new evangelical, very contemporary. And they wrote and let us know. And they say, does that make you angry? I think it makes God angry. But I realize that I'm not wrestling those people. It's the devil that I have to wrestle. Therefore, the real problem is that I persevere and pray that these people get right with God, because people that would do something of that nature, oh, my friend, they've lost out on the love and joy of the Lord. Oh, my goodness. What a terrible thing. I don't wish that on anybody. And, you know, words only hurt if you let them. Words only hurt if you let them. Realize the enemy is the devil, and he'll try to use people to attack. It's kind of like 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. The apostle says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. So this is not only for the apostle, but we must, as Paul, fight the good fight, finish the course God has given us in life, and keep the faith. Stay true to the word, stay true to righteousness, and that includes loving the brethren, but not compromising with sin, not tolerating sin. Understanding also, being sound in doctrine. Why? Well, keeping the faith, you don't compromise. What happens in the last days? They do not endure sound doctrine. If you don't do well, you're not going to finish the fight in the course and fight the good fight. But if you do, then you keep the faith, you fight the good fight, you finish the course, then you will receive that crown.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.com. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible.